95.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, and powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, and Matt Harmon talk Shore Conference High School Football on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And live from
Baker's Water Street Grill in Toms River, it is
the Barnabas Health High School Football Show. We get set for week 5 of the season here at the Jersey Shore. Kevin Williams along with Ed Sarluka and Matt Harmon. Tom Tremblay, of course, making sure everything works back here. Phil Harding back at the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. A jam-packed show for you tonight. Over the next 90 minutes, we'll talk with Brick Memorial head coach Walt Curry and his outstanding junior all-purpose player Mike Basile. Neptune coach Mark Ciccatelli joins us as Neptune and Brick Memorial get set for tomorrow night's big game, a game we will broadcast on 105.7 The Hawk. We'll also be joined here live by former Wall and Jackson Memorial coach Chris Barnes. Talk a little bit about life without football for Chris, who was a member of the broadcast crew last week on the Toms River North Jackson game. Monmouth University coach Kevin Callahan chimes in on a bye week for the Hawks, smarting a little bit after a pasting by Albany last week. Of course, Scott Stump from All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. And a little bit of a treat tonight, we think. We'll chat for a few minutes with a former football player at Brick Memorial whose notoriety has grown tremendously since leaving the home of the Mustangs, an outstanding career at the University of Wisconsin, and now in his third season with the Houston Texans, who will visit New Jersey on Monday night when they take on the Jets. He, of course, is Garrett Graham. And we'll chat with Garrett for a few minutes as he gets set to come back east. So that is the lineup for tonight. And again, our broadcast tomorrow night. And again, what is arguably the game of interest at the Jersey Shore this week, our weekend, our open MRI of Wall game of the week, will send us to the Fabio Field at Brick Memorial, where the Mustangs will host Neptune in a battle of undefeateds. So I'll start with my broadcasting colleague, Mr. Harmon, sitting to my right, which works well on the radio. And last week, week 4, and what kind of caught your fancy as we get close to the midway point?
I think what we've figured out is, and it, you know, it's been a theme for me a little bit. I think at this point of the season, about halfway through, we know what teams are certainly headed in good direction. There's still 8 undefeated teams, which I think is a lot at this point of the year, with obviously still a whole lot of big games to come. But the one game that really jumped out at me, and we kind of followed it along on the radio last Friday night from Toms River North, was the comeback that St. John Vianney had against Manasquan. To me, that was really the story of the week, the game of the week. And if you look at it, Manasquan puts 35 points up on the board in the first half. They can't figure out a way to score and hold off an unbelievable run by St. John Vianney, who scores 20 points in the fourth quarter to win that football game. And now all of a sudden, Manasquan's 1-3, and St. John Vianney maybe turns the corner a little bit in their season at 2-2.
Of course, the other big one, Ed Sarluka, also in Monmouth County, would have been Manalapan and Middletown South, a game that there was a lot of hype over, and it lived up to all of that and more.
Yeah, it sure did. A 35-31 victory for the Braves of Manalapan. Middletown South had come in undefeated at 2-0, had their bye in week 1. That one went back and forth, and Manalapan just enough to pull out the victory and stay undefeated. And, you know, Middletown South proved that not too many losses ahead for them either, as they stayed right with one of the top teams in the Shore.
I thought, Matt, what was interesting about that game, we've talked about over the last couple of years in big games, Middletown South has really had trouble offensively. We know they're always going to play pretty good defense. Actually, they won the statistical battle impressively last week, over 400 yards of offense, 17 first downs, Manalapan 11 first downs, a little less than 300 yards of offense. But, of course, as we know, the only numbers that really count are the scoreboard.
Yeah, and Middletown South had some big plays offensively as well, which kind of kept them in the football game a little bit. But Manalapan, you know, it doesn't quite matter at this point record-wise, but even at 4-0 and now 3-0 in their division in Class A North, you go to Middletown South, and, you know, I think we haven't quite figured out exactly where Middletown South is because they're a week behind a lot of teams. I know they're a good football team, but if you can go there and hang in one of those kind of games and come back and get the winning touchdown to win it, I mean, to me, that win will go a long way for Manalapan confidence-wise. Hey, we can come back. There's no deficit we have to worry about. And we know they're a good football team, but when you have to go on the road and win a game like that, I think it speaks volumes about where you're at as a football team.
Exactly. I think the big play in that game was Blacknell's 85-yard punt return that really hurt the Eagles from Middletown South. And I agree with you, Matt. They are a pretty good football team, and they will be heard from later in the season making their way into the playoffs up there in Central Jersey.
Guys, the division to me that is really shaping up as having monstrous games the rest of the way is Class A South, a division we follow quite closely because of the number of Ocean County teams. But you guys had the game on Friday night in which Tom's River North really took it to Jackson. And you have a division where you have two undefeated teams in conference in Brick Memorial and two other teams with one loss, Tom's River North and Southern. I think you'd agree all four of those football teams are pretty good football teams.
I agree, Kevin. That is going to be a tremendous battle, and it will not be settled until the ninth game of the season when Lacey and Tom and Brick Memorial play. Now, it's interesting that game will be the ninth game for, you know, Brick Memorial. And I believe also Lacey, right? I don't think they have a bye.
Thanksgiving.
Right. So that'll be the ninth game for both teams, meaning that it'll have a whole lot of potential in A South, but have nothing to do with the playoffs, which follow, you know, that ball game.
And could be a huge PowerPoint game when you think about it. I mean,
but doesn't count.
No, I know. I'm just saying that. One of those kind of ironic things about it. And I agree, Kevin. I mean, A South, I think we realize that it is very good. The only thing I would say about it, and I think you could say that about some of the other divisions as well, is there is a line down the middle. I mean, there are four really good teams that you just mentioned and four teams that I think are going to really struggle and already have struggled during the course of the year. And I would be surprised, though not shocked, surprised I think is the right word, if one of those bottom four, Jackson, Toms River South, Brick, or Toms River East, at some point comes up and bites one of those other teams, because I think there is a clear separation line between the top four and the bottom four.
I think that's a fair point. Those top four teams will be the ones that will beat each other up,
exactly.
Not the bottom four. So
yeah, I think the one team there that could possibly pull the upset of the top four is the Indians of Toms River South, playing better and better each week. By this week, they're only getting better with Tymir Burry in the backfield now at quarterback. A lot of speed, and a lot of teams are worried about the Indians right now.
Most teams or a lot of teams have played half their games to the state playoff week, have played four. This is a big bye week. About a dozen teams actually have this weekend off as their bye. But just real quick before we bring in our first guest, if you look at the divisions, Class A North really is shaping up as a two-team race, Manalapan and Colts neck. Class A Central, clearly a two-team race, Matt. RBC and Rumson, I don't think there's any doubt about that. We talked about A South. B North really looks like Neptune is, I don't want to say on cruise control, that's not fair, but I just can't see Neptune getting beat in the division there. Class B Central, kind of interesting. Shore, Point Beach, Keensburg, Asbury, I think will all be factors. And then Class B South, listen, flip a coin. That is the one where, honestly, I don't know that there's anything that would happen that would really surprise you. I don't think anyone has established themselves as a outstanding team. And I don't want to use the word mediocre because I don't mean it that way. Parity, I think, is the right word.
Well, I think that makes for an interesting last few weeks of the season, right? I mean, all the way through October and the first couple weeks of November before the state playoffs start, and some games will even carry over into Thanksgiving as well for division championships. It will definitely keep everyone kind of alive and in the hunt. And you might see, and I don't think I don't feel like it happens very often, you might see teams with two losses win a division championship, which usually is not the norm here in the Shore Conference. Undefeated might be tough, but, you know, usually after that first loss and then you get one more, you're kind of out of the picture. I think there might be a couple of divisions this year where you have two lost teams and maybe one of those, you know, co-champs or four teams all kind of tie for something at the end, and B-South would certainly be a candidate.
Big game in that division tomorrow night, Point Borough at Monsignor Donovan.
Yes, it is. Monsignor Donovan has sort of been a little surprise this year. Point Borough knocked from the unbeaten ranks last week by Asbury Park.
They're both 2-0 in the division, so the winner takes a leg up right there. They'd be the only team that is does not have a loss. Our first guest tonight joining us and kind of helping us set the scene for tomorrow night's broadcast that we'll do is Brick Memorial at Neptune. We're joined by the head coach of the Mustangs, Walt Curry, and his outstanding junior all-purpose player in Mike Basile. And as I say, good evening to both guys. Walt, we always like to start with the guy who's done this before. You've done this a little bit before. And Neptune tomorrow night, obviously it's a non-conference or non-division game, but it will be a game that will have major implications around the Shore. And, of course, as you start thinking about state playoffs. So I know you're going to tell me it's the next game on the schedule. I know you've told me that before, but it's the next big game on the schedule.
Well, for us, it's the biggest game on our schedule, and it is because it is our next game. That's something that we wholeheartedly believe in. We don't believe in looking in the past and anything that we can change from it. We want to learn, and we certainly don't want to look forward, and we don't do that. So Neptune is the biggest game on our schedule. Having said that, they're also the number two team in the Shore. They're also a really good football team. It's also at home, and our boys are excited about the opportunity of playing a team of the caliber of Neptune in that setting.
Mike, let's bring Mike Basile in. You've got to label this season so far in the first 4 weeks as a breakout season for yourself. Last year, a lot of defense. This year, a whole lot of defense and also a heck of a lot of offense. So many touchdowns the first 4 weeks of the season. What do you attribute this offensive performance so far?
I mean, I couldn't be able to do this without my team. I got Ryan Saplinski, who's a great, great quarterback, who's getting me the ball. I got Coach Curry giving me the plays, he's getting me open, and my team is just good. I don't know, they're doing me good this year.
I'm going to quote the great Scott Stump.
Go ahead.
Okay? That's what he told me to say, the great Scott Stump. But in their All-Shore preview,
All-Shore media,
in their preview, quote, Basile is a star waiting for his chance to shine. That was before week one. Coach Curry, needless to say, that was pretty prophetic.
Yeah, it was. Not as prophetic as Scott not inviting me to his wedding, which I crashed anyway. yeah, very prophetic. I mean, you know, I guess it was basically all of us at Brick Memorial and Scott Stump, so I stand corrected, who knew that Mike was going to have an awesome year.
Yeah, I've been at this a long time. I hate the idea of building kids up because I think sometimes you build them up just to let them go down. And I appreciate the fact that when Mike was our player of the game in week one, he talked about his teammates right away, and I think that's the right thing to do. But he obviously has had a brilliant four-game stretch for you, doing a little bit of everything. You don't seem the least bit surprised by it. Was he just a guy who needed an opportunity? Because you didn't have a spot, really, that you needed him offensively last year. And, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't realize how good of a season he had defensively last year.
Yeah, he was dominant on defense. He ran the alley for us from the free safety spot. And also, he was really the only player we had that could run support on the line of scrimmage and defend a deep third. And, you know, when you have a player like that, you've got somebody special. And when that kid's, you know, a sophomore, you get excited. You get excited about the offseason. You get excited about the next season. You get excited about what's to come. And, you know, so coming into the season, we were, you know, very excited about Mike playing a lot more offense. And I know he was excited about it. I just don't think last year he was ready. I'm not saying he wasn't good enough to play offense for us last year. He just maybe wasn't ready to play offense. And this year he's obviously came into the season ready to go, wanting to play offense and wanting the ball. And you know, when you have a really, really good player who plays the game as fast and as violently as a kid like Mike and as intelligently, and he wants the football in those crucial situations, you've got something special going.
Coach, Mike mentioned your quarterback, Ryan Saplinski, and I'm going to pull out another quote. This one came from you preseason. Last year, Ryan played quarterback. This year, he is a quarterback. Explain that.
Well, it's just really a matter of leadership and intangibles. And, you know, when you play the position of quarterback, you take the snaps, you hand the ball off, you throw the ball a little bit. And that is part of playing quarterback and being a quarterback. But when you are – you know, when you're just playing a quarterback, there's something missing. And, you know, Ryan, again, another situation where he just wasn't ready to take on all that there is to be a quarterback, and he's taken that on, you know, full throttle, and he's done an amazing job as far as leadership goes. He's been he's made an awesome commitment in the weight room in the offseason. He was one of those first guys in, last guys out kind of guys, all of a sudden got it. realized that, you know what, everybody's going to kind of look at me as the quarterback, and I got to be the guy. I got to be the guy everybody can look at and know that I'm going to work as hard as they are, and I'm going to study as much film as they're studying, and I'm going to sprint as hard as they're sprinting. I might not be as fast as everybody else, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go hard.
And being around the game as long as you have, I'm sure you'd admit it always helps when one of your most important guys, maybe your most important guy, is also one of your hardest workers.
Well, when you have that, you have a foundation for success. You know, and when your best player or your best players or a group, and that's what I think we have. We have a nucleus of our best players are also our hardest workers. Our best gym guys are our hardest workers at the end of practice. Our hardest workers on special teams. When you have that, that's a nucleus for success in any sport.
Mike, so far in the first four games, I think it's safe to assume that you might have been the fastest player on the field. Well, week five is going to present a different challenge because there's going to be quite a few fast players on the field tomorrow night for Neptune. How do you equate that situation?
We know coming into the game that these kids are going to be real fast. I mean, nothing that we went up against in the last 3 weeks, no one even compares to their speed. And we just know that we have to contain them. We can't let them get outside of us because they're going to hurt us if they get outside of us. And our coach has been working us up good, and we know that they're really fast, and we just got to stop them on the run.
Would you think that you're most important tomorrow night on defense or offense, or obviously equally?
I think defense, on a defensive side, because if we stop them on defense, we have other players on offense that can get the job done.
Talking with Walt Curry, Mike Basile from Brick Memorial. Mike, I want you to pretend Coach Curry is not here. All right, it's just you and I. All right? He says it's just another game. A little special tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow is really important. I mean, this is going to be the biggest game of the season so far. Everyone knows that. It's Neptune going against the number two team in the Shore against the number five team in the Shore. It's going to be a fun game. Both teams are averaging about 38 points a game. A big offensive game tomorrow night.
Have you noticed any difference in practice this week? Is there a different kind of intensity than maybe a week or two before that?
Every week we're coming out pretty intense, but this week is pretty big for us because all the players know that we got to get this done. Like, this is the biggest game that we played so far. And we got to work hard and practice and work hard, pay attention, do our job. We know that if we do that, we're going to be able to come out with a win.
Coach, the big guy up front that's led you both on the offense and defensive line has been Rich Kuhn. Tell us a little bit about Rich.
Well, Rich has been dominant on both sides of the ball. He really developed at the end of last year into a dominant offensive lineman and actually, you know, as he saw snaps on defense, really got better quickly towards the end of the year. And he's really the heart and soul of that offense and defensive line, who has really opened things up for us on the perimeter, especially on the offensive side. And he's at the hub of that.
Coming into this season, what were the things that concerned you the most about the team? And have a lot of those things been answered that you feel a lot better now than you might have, let's say, Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is you know, when you go 4-6 with a lot of guys coming back, the question is, you know, are we going to be a good team and we just weren't ready to be a good team yet and with all those guys coming back? Or do we have mediocre players who were 4-6 last year and we're going to be 4-6 again? And, you know, in the first 4 weeks, we've certainly started to show that we're a good football team. We just weren't ready to be a good football team last year. And now we feel like we're ready. You know, our kids, again, did a great job in the offseason. They were on a mission. They were on a mission to finish strong in pretty much everything they do, every lift, every drill, every sprint, every game, every play, because that's something that we didn't do last year. Yeah, and, you know, our motto in the offseason was unfinished business, and they took that personal because we didn't finish games, and we didn't finish our season as strong as we normally do. And, you know, so coming into the season, that was our biggest concern. What are we going to be? Are we going to be the same team we were last year with the same kids, or are they going to grow and get better? And so far we've shown that we have grown.
Mike, you mentioned that there's plenty of other players besides yourself offensively. Now's your chance to mention some of those other guys that surround you on offense.
Oh, everyone on offense. As our wide receivers, we have the sophomores, Joe Hans and Carl Kumm, and the A-back running real hard this past couple weeks, Nick Costa. We also have, of course, Ryan Saplinski, also running threat, passing threat, everything. And on the other side of me, at Z, we have Cody Pingho, he's been doing real good last week. He had a great game last week, one of his best games I've ever seen him play. And just we have a bunch of people in the back coming. We can substitute people as Kenny Cavallis comes in at wide receiver. Karan Walker comes in as wide receiver and Z. And we have a bunch of backups that can get the job done.
You know, you mentioned Nick Costa at running back. Tell me about the attitude of the team when Anthony Miller goes down in the scrimmage early in the season.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, we knew coming into the season that Miller was going to be a big part of our team this year. But after it happened, we realized that we have Nick Costa who can fill a spot just as good as Anthony Miller would be. And it was just, it was good to have Nick to, like, we knew that Nick was going to be able to fill a spot.
Go ahead, Coach. I was just going to say, Coach, expound on that because, you know, was it important if he was going to get hurt, and nobody wishes that on anybody, but he got hurt in the first scrimmage, so you had 3 weeks to get ready with Costa in the backfield, who wasn't supposed to carry the ball as much as he has.
Well, as far as timing goes, yeah. You know, timing in the backfield on a lot of our plays, pass protection, blitz pickups, those kinds of things, you know, the more your starter can get reps, the better off he's going to be. Having said that, there's never a good time to lose a kid,
right,
like Anthony Miller, and you can't ever replace him. You line up another kid in his position, and you hope that the kid can play well, and we certainly have that. You know, we have Nick Costa on offense, and you know, we have a bunch of guys on defense, including Yanni Kitchulakis and Gio Margolo at the strong safety position, who are playing in his spot. But you can't replace a kid like Anthony. I mean, he's you know, one of those heart and soul kind of guys. Again, another one of those guys who made 100% full throttle commitment in the offseason and did an amazing job. And it's just heartbreaking to watch a kid like that give everything that he gave to go out in a scrimmage and to have played his last high school football game in that scenario. It's sad, and I feel bad for the family and, of course, Anthony.
We're talking with Brick Memorial football coach Walt Curry and his outstanding junior Mike Basile. The Mustangs hosting Neptune tomorrow night in a big one at the Fabio Field. We'll broadcast that one right here on 105.7 The Hawk. You know, Walt, I know you've always used that philosophy of the game coming up as the biggest game. Do you ever get concerned that the kids will think the game is too big? I mean, we're only at the midway point of the season. It's not like it's the first Saturday in December. So is there... You know, one of the things you try and do is make sure. Can a team be too up for a game?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, since I've been at Brick Memorial, these kids are run through the wall kind of kids for you that thrive in these kinds of situations, in these kinds of scenarios, in these kinds of big games. This is what you dream of doing when you're 5 years old, 8 years old, whatever, throwing a ball to yourself in the backyard. This is the kind of game you vision yourself.
By the way, I was very good at that. I was good at throwing the ball myself. I was outstanding.
I heard it centrally.
Yeah.
A first-team All-American. Guy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hall of Fame member.
Yeah. Kicking the ball to yourself. That's, yeah, good
very
stuff.
Very good at that.
So, I mean, this is the kind of game that kids dream to play. They want to play in big games like this. And, you know, not a lot of guys can handle when they actually get into that scenario. But our guys thrive in that. Our guys thrive in the big games. They thrive in the situations where, you know, the most is on the line. And like you said before, that it's a non-divisional game. It's not a playoff game. It's none of those things. But our guys know, and I'm sure Neptune guys know too, this is a big game. This is a big football game, and you know, our boys are excited.
You know, it doesn't mean anything in the A-South, obviously, which you're right in the thick of things. You and Lacey still undefeated. But, you know, it's sort of like bragging rights, Monmouth County, Ocean County, this one, you know. Let's talk a little bit about Neptune. What kind of problems do they possess?
Well, number one, speed, obviously. They present a lot of speed problems everywhere, not just at the wide receiver positions and running back, but secondary, linebackers. Their linemen are very quick. Their linebackers are very aggressive. Their quarterback is like a 12th guy in the field. He runs the ball like a tailback, throws it down the field as accurately as I've seen a kid throw a deep ball. So these guys present all kinds of problems. You couple that with the fact that they've got an amazing coaching staff. I mean, Coach Lepore, he's a defensive coordinator. He was a head coach for a long time and very successful as far as scheming on defense goes. They've got the legendary Al Sainer as their offensive line coach who does continues to do an amazing job of coaching kids. And of course, Chick is he's a really, really good football coach, and I know his kids respect him. So, you know, we're pretty much facing everything that could be good about a football team. Neptune has that. So, you know, it's going to be an uphill climb for us, but at the same time, you know, we're excited about the opportunity.
Mike, I'm wondering how much in practice this week the word contain was set. Have you heard that word at all this week?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. I mean, is the one of the keys to prevent Neptune from getting to the outside, trying to force everything back where hopefully there's some support?
Yes, that's what we've been working on, keeping everyone from outside, because we know if Neptune gets outside, they're going to hurt us.
Mike, homecoming for Brick Memorial this week, homecoming game, homecoming dance tonight, as a matter of fact. Extra little buzz in the air in school?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's excited to watch us play, and also homecoming. Everyone wants to be there. The homecoming game is always fun. Last year, I remember, we had it home. It was a fun time, that game. And I just know that we have our crowd. Our crowd is pretty good. We have, I think, one of the best fan sections out there. Not many schools have that. And it's just great to have a fan section like them make us play as good as we do.
Any insight on who the favorite is for homecoming king? Just wondering, you know.
Well, he's only a junior. So
yeah, I know.
Can't
so you're
win.
Not a candidate. I mean, is there a favorite? I mean, trying to maybe get a little action.
I know. Day. I do know Anthony Miller is running up for homecoming.
Oh, there
game.
You go.
I do know Anthony Miller.
Got to be a 3-1 favorite.
I would think so. He's got to get a little sympathy
money on
vote
that,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't put money. Oh, no, you don't like that, huh?
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying don't put money.
Okay.
On it.
Maybe a Pepsi or something like that. Pepsi or something like that. Hey, a couple minutes left here. You know, you talked about foundation before. I would think one of the things that pleases you the most, and I know last year was a bitter disappointment because you're not accustomed to that, is you've got to really feel like Brick Memorial has established itself as one of the premier programs in the Shore. You're kind of expected to be at least pretty good every year.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that's a big positive, and that was started way before I got. This has nothing to do with me. It has to do with all the guys that were there before me, all the players, all the coaches that were there way before I was. I'm just fortunate to be a part of it, and, you know, every day, you know, people ask me, you know, how's it going? How are you? And I'm like, I'm living the dream, and I'm living the dream in part because I'm a Mustang. And, you know, it's every day is exciting. Every day is fun. I love hanging out with our kids and watching them play, whether it's practice or a game. Our coaching staff is awesome. Our support system is awesome. Our alumni are always very supportive. So, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And I know quite a few of your assistants here, and it was really nice of you to take all the guys out tonight. I know they greatly appreciate it. I saw them all tell the waitress that the guy with the green shirt on gets the check. So.
That's right. And I lifted from your back pocket before when you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Kevin
you
Williams.
Didn't get much. You didn't get much if you did that.
You didn't get much. Hey, I appreciate you coming down tonight. I know it's, you know, eve before a big football game. Looking forward to being here tomorrow night. I think it should be electric tomorrow night. I mean, they're talking about 80 degrees and sunny tomorrow.
Yeah.
It might be like the last day of summer because it'll be 59 on Sunday. But I'm sure the crowd will be into it tomorrow night. It's going to be a great atmosphere, maybe biggest game on the Shore this weekend. So give us a good show, will you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
All right, that's what I like to hear. Coach Curry, always a pleasure.
You too.
All right, Walt Curry, Mike Basile from Brick Memorial. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hopefully we'll be talking with the guy they're going to match with tomorrow night, Neptune's Mark Ciccatelli. We'll do that after this. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.